Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Latinos have long been a growing force in California and beyond. For nearly a decade, it's taken the top spot as the largest racial or ethnic group in the state, currently making up roughly 40% of California's population. And nationally, Latinos or Hispanics in the official census data have long been among or the fastest growing demographic. Behind these numbers are a great deal of influence and spending power. Visit Sacramento is the bureau tasked with attracting tourism to the city and the county, and they are seizing an opportunity to expand how they reach hundreds of millions of Latinos around the world with a Spanish language podcast. It's called Bienvenidos a Sacramento, and it highlights the vibrant spirit, achievements, and contributions of the Latinos behind local businesses. So joining us today are the podcast hosts, Lily Cortez Wyatt and Sonia Bradley, who leads the diversity, equity, and inclusion arm at Visit Sacramento. Lily and Sonia, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to start off with a little background of the both of you. I would love to start with your connections to Sacramento. Lily?
Great. Well, Sacramento is now my home. I moved here 20 years ago when I was a news producer, news reporter, spent about 17 years of my life in the news broadcast world, moved here during the recall election and have called Sacramento home since then. I am a communicator, so I've had my business, my public relations and marketing agency, Socios PR, for the last 7 years. And luckily, Sonia and the team at Visit Sacramento have, you know, engaged us to help reach and communicate and really make or help our Hispanic audience engage with Visit Sac.
And the recall of Governor Gray Davis, correct?
Correct.
Yes, that election.
Thank
yes.
you.
How about you, Sonia? What are your ties to Sacramento?
Hi. I'm just 1 year ahead of Lily. I've been here about 21 years, moved from the Bay Area to actually work with Visit Sacramento. We were the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau back then. And I started off, always been in marketing and communications. So been with them through a lot of changes in the city, which has been great. And I definitely consider Sacramento home. And within the last several years, I took on the role of diversity, equity, and inclusion, where, yes, as Lily said, we got together and then started to work on some projects together.
What does DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, what does that look like when you're working with Visit Sacramento, which is working to attract tourism and visitors to the city?
Yeah, when we took this on, you know, we really looked at the entire spectrum of what's happening in the tourism world, and we sort of boiled it down to three pillars. We looked at our program and practices. We looked at community engagement, and we looked at education and skill development. Most people know us by our programs and practices, from the Farm to Fork Festival to all the events that we produce. And DEI, part of that was looking at it really through a clearer lens to see that how are we being equitable in who we attract to our events? Is it diverse in terms of attendees as well as vendor participation? And that's been a big part of what we've been doing in terms around DEI. And community engagement is very much aligned with that as well. And that's kind of how Lily and I started talking about, you know, what are the neighborhoods that we're missing in terms of what we're doing around DEI?
Yeah, I mean, Sacramento, I mean, the greater Sacramento area is incredibly diverse. So I would imagine, Sonia, it was easy for you to find, you know, local vendors, you know, that reflect the diversity of our community.
Oh, absolutely. And what I've loved and been fortunate to do is I've been visiting so many different neighborhoods, and I am proud to say I've ate my way through a lot of them. So from Little Saigon to the Northgate area, Franklin Boulevard, those are some of the areas that I've been to. And the depth of generations of people who've been here doing amazing things. It would be awesome to share that with visitors.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I completely agree. I always take people on a food tour when they come to visit Sacramento, especially if they've never been. So how did the podcast come about, a Spanish language podcast?
Well, I'll just give the background and I'll let Lily take it from there. Essentially, we started about a year ago to really develop our Spanish language content. And honestly, we started with like one page of a website. And if we've been working with Socios PR since the beginning of this for Lily's expertise just in communication broadcasting, but also she's very fluent and her staff is fluent in Spanish as well. And that's how we got started. And we just kept looking at how many more, what other platforms could we disseminate our information, communication, and really just share the beauty of the Latino heritage that's here in Sacramento. And the podcast was an idea. I think, Lily, you kind of brought it to us because we do have an English language podcast that we've been doing for several years. And we wanted to add on to some of the things that we offer. And Lily, take it from there.
Well, first of all, I do want to just give credit to Visit Sacramento because so many businesses decide to just have a toggle on their websites that say translate, you know, to any other language.
And that doesn't always work out so well.
No, not very well, because Google Translate does not make it conversational. It just does its job, which is translation. But Visit Sacramento took it a step further and decided to engage us to really trans-adapt and make the content conversational and unique and apply it to the way that that our Spanish speakers read and understand the content to make it engaging. So that was a great plus for Visit Sacramento. And really, when we saw the popularity of the Visit Sacramento podcast hosted by Brandon, it was during Hispanic Heritage Month last year that we said, you know, why don't we actually have a podcast in Spanish? And why? It's because of the popularity of podcasts. And you probably know, I think that you've discussed this on Inside before, that podcast is booming. According to the Edison research, 42% of Americans ages 12 and older have listened to a podcast in the past month. The same research company said that 59% of U.S. Latinos ages 18 and over have ever listened to a podcast. Now, 66% of U.S. Latinos listen to podcasts in Spanish. So that's where we saw the opportunity. It's huge because we are listening to podcasts in our language. And when they are hosted by a Latino, Latina host or somebody that speaks the language and can actually have a conversation, they are more engaged in the content and they will subscribe and they will become your fans, basically.
And I can see why you're a great fit for this because, you know, since you left news and you started a PR firm, I mean, as Sonia mentioned, like your entire staff, they're bilingual, they speak Spanish. And I would imagine that that was an untapped market. So you have these deep connections with the local business community, with which is people who live here. So when you were thinking about what Bienvenidos a Sacramento, the Spanish language podcast, what it would look like, What did you want it to look like? What did you want it to sound like?
Oh, my God. Sacramento, really, the history is founded in Latinos, Hispanics. I mean, this was part of Mexico, you know, it's part of the history. But also so many people just like me who are fully bilingual, who are bicultural, have made Sacramento home. So I wanted to share, you know, the anecdotes, the curiosities, the livelihoods of people that have established businesses here, but also why people should visit Sacramento. We're talking about 600 million Spanish speakers around the world. That is an untapped market for Sacramento visitor community. Other bureaus of tourism. So we really want to let people know that Sacramento is a place to visit. We have so much variety. There's so much entertainment. There's art. There's the river. Within the city, there's just so much to discover and to meet the people that make Sacramento great. So,
you profile like the people behind businesses?
Yes, we profile the people behind the businesses. So during the Hispanic Heritage Month, which was a kickoff series last month, we highlighted six of this just fascinating Latinos that are trailblazers in the area and just hearing their stories and hearing why they made Sacramento home, where they go when they have people visiting from Colombia, from Mexico, from Nicaragua. Where do they take their visitors? And everybody takes them to the river. You know, Old Sac, obviously beautiful, but also our trails where they can just walk and explore nature. Again, we are one of the best cities for food. We were just recognized as the top 10 foodie city in the country. So people don't know that. And, you know, 20 years ago when I moved here, it was just basically a stop and a hop to Tahoe. Now people are coming and staying and visiting Sacramento. So we want to encourage people from around the world to don't just come here and just drive by Sacramento, stop by Sacramento.
Exactly. Right. I mean, even friends who came to visit, you know, they never really thought about visiting Sacramento. But then when I show them around, they're like, oh, wow, like I had no idea that Sacramento was like this. It's
we
a great...
get that all the time, all the time.
And that's why this podcast, right, in two languages is very important. You know, what have been some of the most memorable moments of the, you did six episodes. I mean, what have been some of your favorite parts?
Oh, my God. Just getting to know them and having conversations in Spanish, because when I really talk to them, and this six individuals I've known because of my business and the work that I've done in Sacramento, but I've always talked to them in English. So being able to talk to them in Spanish, it was just a different kind of experience. It was just like feeling like we're at home and we're talking in our language and sharing with the people around the world what makes them unique, what makes Sacramento unique. For example, you know, some of the people that we had on the episodes were Dinora with Mariachi Bonitas, who
we've had her a couple times on the show.
Yes,
she's wonderful.
Amazing. And the way that she just describes everything about her trajectory as a musician was just fascinating. I loved having Alex Rodrigo on the show, who is the first Latino to lead an NBA team. He's in Sacramento. So we wanted to highlight people that are really making an impact.
That's wonderful. So what has the feedback and the response been?
Everything that I've heard anecdotally has been very positive. Like Lily said, we're here, you know, our first foremost goal is always to attract visitors to Sacramento. So being able to spread that message, we've gotten good feedback. Downloads are coming in, and nicely that it's evergreen. It will live on forever, and it will be always part of our promotion. It's not just the podcast that we do in Spanish. We are doing a promotion in Spanish as well. So it's a really holistic way of reaching out to the Spanish-speaking audience, because, like she said, there's, you know, 600 million speakers. I think it's the dominant language in about 20 countries. So being able to attract that, and knowing also that even Mexico, like she said, with you know, the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber said, you know, 81% of Hispanics live in our region are of Mexican heritage. So we know that friends or families are a huge number of visitors to our area. So being able to share that with people coming in, but overall, it's been a really positive experience, and we've actually had several of those people on, Visit Sacramento podcast as well.
That's wonderful. Well, Lily and Sonia, thank you for having the idea, and it's sticking, and hopefully it builds more momentum in the months and years to come. Thank you
That's
for joining
what we
us.
Hope. Thank you so much. Please listen to Bienvenidos a Sacramento.
Yes, and we do have a link on our Insight page as well. That is Sonia Bradley, the Chief of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion at Visit Sacramento, and Lily Cortez Wyatt is the host of the new podcast, Bienvenidos a Sacramento, for Visit Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to shoot us an email, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Suri Lyshinsky and managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday, not tomorrow.